producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you solve or prevent future problems in your garden. And one of the best ways to do that is to keep notes. Get yourself a garden journal, and every week write down what's happening in your garden. And that way, the following year, when you read the pages, you'll know what to expect and how to prepare for it, what you use, and that way it will help to give you a little bit of a head start on preventing that particular problem. And I know it will help you a great deal. So, keep notes. If you put it on the calendar, put it in the garden journal, write your notes and write down what it was, what you used, how often you used it, and how it worked, and that will help you a great deal. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from Maine, and she's got a question about phosphorus.
Dee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was going through one of my houseplant books, because I have a lot of houseplants, and I come across a lot that said that they need high phosphorus. What is the numbers for high phosphorus?
Okay. Phosphorus is the middle number. So when you look on a package, there'll be three numbers. And the middle one is phosphorus. So, for example, if you wanted to help plants that blossom produce more buds and more flowers, and then possibly even fruit, you would want to get a middle number that's as high as you can. And there is a fertilizer made by Fertiloam called Blooming and Rooting. And the middle number is 56% phosphorus that's available to your plant. And for plants like hibiscus that you want to enjoy during the winter with the flowering, mandevilla, gardenias, begonias, if you bring in geraniums, then you want to use that also. Now, in the flower beds, it'll make your annuals and your perennials flower with bigger blossoms, more blossoms, and a better color. Now, the only place that you want to keep phosphorus away from is near water. So if you have a cottage or a camp and you're planting flowers near the water, don't use a high phosphorus. Because when phosphorus gets into water, it will make algae bloom. But if you're not near water, then a product like Blooming and Rooting Fertilizer from Fertiloam is a real good product, and it will encourage more blossoms. You can put it in late summer, early fall, on dogwoods to help them make more buds. Rhododendron, azaleas, anything that flowers, forsythia. And then
now you can give it to them when they're not blossoming.
Right, right.
You know, like the house plants, because I got Hoyas and different house plants that blossom.
Right.
So
now, on your Hoya plant, are you letting it run horizontal as a vine, or are
going all over the kitchen? I let it do whatever it wants. It embedded itself right into the wall. I just let it do whatever it wants.
Yeah.
There's anything to make it happy.
Yeah, and it's got that beautiful waxy star-like flower that really is great.
Yeah, it's getting big. It's got little tentacles that are floating everywhere.
Okay. Well, like on some of those tips, if they're going to be too big, and you see the little air roots attached, if you cut it, a piece of it, with the air roots, and you put it in a pot, the air root will become a soil root, and you'll have a brand new plant. So that you could take a 4-inch pot, take 3 cuttings, put it in there, and you've got a brand new plant.
Oh, that's good to know. On the cactus, you know, you see the different cactus in stores that have the big flower ball on top. I was told at one point that those are grafted on. Are they or are they not?
They are.
All of them? What about the ball? There's a couple in my book, because I have to keep going back to books since I can't remember anything. It has different cactus with it on, so those are all.
If you go at this time of the year, if you're buying a cactus and you see a great big ball on it, it's been grafted. And there's a lot of, they'll take an upright variety and they'll graft a red cactus on it or a yellow cactus on it. But they've been grafted.
Yeah, I've always stayed away from them because I like the real thing. They've got one that's called the Ruby Ball Cactus and the Golden Ball Cactus, and they have the ball on top. Are they even putting the grafted ones in houseplant books?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. it's a way to create something different. A true cactus will bloom in the spring. So if you buy a ball or a multi-fingered or multi-stem cactus, they will normally bloom for you in the springtime. And by using a high phosphorus fertilizer liquid, that will encourage it to bloom even better for you.
Okay. Well, good. I learned something today. So as long as you learn something every day, it's a good day.
It is. Now, the other thing is, during the winter, you want to cut back your fertilizing in half. So if you're normally feeding it once a month during the year, during November until March, so November, December, January, February, and March, you feed it either once a month, once every 2 months, or even less.
I've got the crown of thorn cactus that are about, I'd say, 2 feet now. I've got several of them.
Yeah.
And they're in bloom all the time.
Yeah, a crown of thorn is a wonderful cactus if you want color. And they come in red, they come in pink, they come in yellow, and also in orange. And
so far, all I found is the red.
Yeah. Well, I would look around. Look around in the springtime, and you should be able to find the pink and the yellow and the orange at that time. And what I always tell people is if you buy it in a 2-inch or a 3-inch pot, move it up a couple of inches larger, give them plenty of sun, put them outside during the summer months, they'll double their size.
Yeah, well, they're doing good. I got them for free from somebody that was going to throw them out when they're little tiny things, so I think they've done pretty well. I kept them alive anyway.
Yeah, it's amazing that something that you get for free will grow better than something that you buy.
Well, that's like the difference between buying a puppy or going to the SPCA.
Right.
They always like you better.
Yep. Yeah, and we have 4 dogs, and we have a rescued dog that we took in last year, and it's taken time, but she's now part of the family and just as lovable as can be, even though she's 10 years old. Her former owners, after 10 years, decided to buy 2 new dogs, and because she wasn't getting along, they wanted her put down. And the vet called us and we took her.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I, too, was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lee from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about trying out some new plant food.
Okay. Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you, Paul. Good morning. Good morning. Question. For about 25 years or a little more, we've been using Miracle-Gro liquid houseplant food manufactured by Scott. Green bottle, about 12 inches high. And it's 876 is the, on the back of the bottle, the 876. And, for the last 3 or 4 months have not been able to locate it. I did call Scott. I spoke with him. She was very nice and told me they no longer make it. They just discontinued it from their line. And she did not have any a real good reason, for this. And that was, you know, I would have liked an explanation, of course. Something's a great product. Every 14 days, I do water my Christmas cactuses. This is the way my wife did it when she was alive. I've continued it for the last 9 years. And a gallon of water to 2 capfuls of this liquid health food. And I let the water sit in the gallon jug for 2 weeks. And it takes a gallon to water all my Christmas cactuses every 14 days. I have a lot of them. They're humongous.
Right.
What can I use? They tried to steer me toward some kind of a foam that you spray on the leaves. I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
I would like a product that I could dilute in water. And is that a fair question?
Yeah, it is a fair question. And Scott's is going through a lot of changes right now with staffing and salespeople and everything else, and they're cutting back on some of the things that they used to sell. I personally have been using Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer. And
fish and sea?
Yeah, fish and seaweed.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I like it, when you buy something like Miracle-Gro, for example,
yep.
Okay, you're getting nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and that's it.
Okay.
And it's a chemical. And if you use it outside and we get a lot of rain, it tends to wash out of the ground quickly.
Yep.
Neptune's Harvest is organic. It's ground up fish. It's ground up seaweed. And they make a fantastic fertilizer.
Now, is this a dry fertilizer or a liquid?
It's a liquid.
Oh, good. It is a liquid.
It is a liquid, and you can buy it in pints, quarts, and gallons.
Yeah.
And there's no smell like other fish emulsion. And I'll tell you, it's a real good product. And
now, do you have to dilute this in water, or you use it as is?
No, you dilute it in water.
Oh.
So okay. you're going to use it the same way as you did the other product.
Okay.
And it will work real well. Growing up, my mother always used a product called Hytrus.
I've never heard of that.
Hytrus was a liquid fertilizer. It was one of the very first products on the market.
Yep.
And Scotts bought it and discontinued it so they wouldn't have to carry it. So they just bought it and took it off the shelf. Which is a too bad. And this is what's happening with this product that you were once getting. So go with it.
One of my very good friends that was in the greenhouse business years and years ago, he seems to think that, you know, Scotts has gotten so big, I know they're a great company, that they pretty much make fertilizer for everybody now. That's it. They pretty much got it sewed up, and a lot of the little distributors have been hurt by this. Now, whether or not that's true or not, you know, that's only anecdotal hearsay. But, you know, they've always been a very big company. Well, they're humongous, actually. They are.
Yeah, they're one of the largest.
Maybe sometimes big is not better. You know what I mean?
Right. And this Neptune's Harvest is made by a family of 11 siblings, and they do a good job from Gloucester, Massachusetts.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Palin Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. So if you have a problem with your indoor plants or outside plantings, give us a call, and that way you'll stay ahead of the game and you'll know how to solve the problem next spring or this coming spring or for your indoor plants right now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up we've got Jeff from Massachusetts. He's got a question about planting a boxwood hedge.
Okay, Jeff, welcome and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you. I want to tell you that I made your fig and date coconut balls.
Yes.
And they were fantastic. Everybody loved them.
Thank you.
They were really great. But my question today is, I had a privet hedge in my yard. I live on the corner, and a contractor destroyed our privet hedge and the fence. So I replaced the chain link fence. I put a granite border right along where the fence used to be, mm-hmm. and I'd like to plant boxwood hedge that would remain green all year. And my question to you is, it's about 65 linear feet. How far I should keep them apart? How far away I should keep it from that granite border that it just had installed there? That's it's about 12 inches high, and it's embedded in concrete, and it goes along the perimeter where the fence used to be.
Right. Okay. Now, boxwood is going to be a low hedge.
That's what I want. I want it low, and then I'll do foundation plantings against the house to make it look better.
Okay.
Okay.
I just planted a boxwood hedge in the back of my house. I bought plants that were about a foot in diameter and a foot tall. And I planted one every 18 inches.
Okay.
And it's taken about 5 years for them to touch. And they are looking really, really good right now. What I've done is I dug all my holes. And if the soil wasn't any good, I made the hole extra large, got rid of some of the junk, and backfilled it with some decent soil.
That's what they did. The contractor come in and they put some good loam mixed with some compost. That's another
perfect
question. Should I get some like cow manure and some seaweed now and just put it in a pile and use that? I want to do this next spring, of course.
Yeah.
If I could let that cook and decompose for the next couple of months, do you think that would help?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It definitely helped. Now, what I do with seaweed, I live in Kennebunk. So after a storm, I go down to the beach, and I'll take half a dozen black trash bags, leaf bags, and try and get as much of the dry stuff as possible, because it is heavy.
Yeah, I do the same in here in West Yarmouth. I do the same thing, and I'm going to be taking this to Cambridge, though, to plant this in Cambridge.
Yeah, what I do is I'll fill the bags about half full, and then bring them up to the car, and then bring them to the garden. And what I'll do is I'll have my wife or one of the kids, if they're home, hole one bag open, and I'll dump the second bag inside the first one so it fills it up right to the top. And then if I can get three full bags together, I'll put them in a triangle so that they're leaning on each other, and that way I can leave the top open, and when it rains and snows, the moisture will go inside.
Okay.
If you can't, then put a gallon of water, tie the top of the bag, and let it sit on its side in the middle of a sunny garden. And by spring, the bag will be half the size. It'll be full of this black, slimy stuff. But I'll tell you, you put that in the hole, and you've got all the goodness from the ocean, all the trace elements, all the micro elements, and it will really make your plants grow beautiful.
That's great. That's very helpful. And one more question now. How far should I step these back from, like, the edge of that granite border that I told you about? You said they're 18 inches apart. Is that 18 inches on center of each plant?
18 inches on center, right.
And how far should I step it back from the edge of that granite border that runs along?
I would go probably 18 inches.
Okay.
To give them some room, and then you should be okay, because your plant's going to be a foot by foot, and that would, if you go back 18 inches, you're going to have a good 6-8 inches before it's going to touch the new fence, and that's going to give you plenty of room to maintain.
Okay. So what about a variety, the one that stays green? I heard that there's some boxwood, they get yellow or brown in the winter, brown up. You mentioned one time once a Buxus. Is that a good variety to plant?
Buxus is the Latin name. The one that you want to use is called Semper Vinum, and it's S-E-P-E-R-V-I-N-U-M.
Great.
Okay. Now, once you get everything in, put some mulch down. And before you put the mulch, put, a good handful of holly tone right around the plant, and then put a couple of inches of bark mulch. Now, the only thing with boxwood, and it's something that can be cured very, very easily, when the new growth comes out, I want you to check it on a regular basis for that first, maybe month. If the boxwood leaf comes out flat, no problem. If the boxwood leaf comes out and it's cupped, and it will normally cup under, it means that you have an insect called a mealybug. And you won't get them on all the plants. It'll be here and there. And the reason I want you to keep an eye on it is this mealybug, or it could be even an aphid, is sucking on the new growth.
Okay.
Causing the leaf to curl. And if you spray it with all season oil, and I mean give it a real good soaking, the problem's gone and your leaves will flatten out. Excuse me, and your hedge will look beautiful.
Great, thank you very much. And once a year, an application of holly tone. Would biotone the first year be helpful too, the Espoma biotone?
The Espoma biotone would be absolutely fantastic. It's got a lot of trace elements in it. And if you could do that, that'll get the root system established. It'll help to promote new growth and keep it deeper green in color.
Great. I'm replacing a privet hedge that the contractor ruined it after promising me it did protect it. It was over 80 years old.
Wow.
My family's owned this house for 99 years, actually 100 years this year in 2016.
And he destroyed it.
He destroyed it, and I'm very angry about it. So I just figured out that if I can just replant something and I know I needed your advice to be able to do it right.
Yeah, I would deduct some of the payment of the bill.
We've since gotten rid of him, and we're in dealing with a lawyer now with him. This guy is a rat.
Yeah, definitely. But I think, at least you've got some good soil, you've got some compost, you add a little bit of seaweed or animal manure at the time of planting, a handful of your biotone or holly tone, a little bit of mulch, and then just keep a close eye. It won't be on every plant. It'll be in a plant here or there, and it's very noticeable. It's a cupped-shaped leaf.
Yeah.
And if you spray it, get some all-season oil. It's all organic. It's a paraffin-based oil. I would spray them all, and that way if there's any eggs or insects hiding, it will take care of it.
That's great, Paul. Very helpful, and I really appreciate your advice, and I really enjoy listening to the show each week.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we'll continue to try and help you out, and if you run into a problem, call me.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here on Sunday mornings, and we're here to help you. And we're on from 6 o'clock until 10 Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you want to listen to it and your station only carries 2 hours, on your computer, www.gcn.com. So gcn.com, and then you just follow the steps, and you can listen to the program live or any time during the week. Daniel, who's up next? We have open lines, so if you've got a question, call right now, and we'll help you out with it. Now, if any of you, remember last year we got all the snow, and some of you had to shovel the snow off the roof, and it came crashing down on your foundation plants? Well, the Farmer's Almanac predicted the same as last year. Not very accurate this year, luckily for us. But any plant that's multi-stem and brittle, like a rhododendron or an azalea, what I would do to eliminate damage, get some green garden twine, tie a branch, wrap it around your plant, and pull it together a little bit, and go around and around and around till you get to the top. And that will help to brace the individual branches so there's less damage. Arborvitae, for example, they're a multi-stem plant. And you get a heavy snow and they bend and they look just like a star. And they never really recover with that nice shape. So again, if you take a piece of string, you tie it about a foot off the ground, you walk around the plant like a corkscrew with the string, and then tie it almost at the top. That will hold it firm. And that way it won't split and break, and you end up with a plant that doesn't look as nice as it should. Your roses, they should be protected right now. Those of you that have no snow, put your Christmas tree boughs around them. That will help on blue hydrangea, pink hydrangea, and roses. Buy some mulch. Create a mound of mulch about a foot high. Spray it with something like wilt fruit. And then a piece of burlap. And then save for the winter.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you. The phone number is 855-660-4261. And we do have open lines. Daniel, do we have a caller?
We've got John from Massachusetts. He's got a question about some plants in his basement that are still growing.
Okay. Hey, John, good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you, Paul. We cut our plants back and put them down the basements as we did last year, and they worked out fine. But this year, we did the same thing with it. They're growing downstairs. We got new shoots coming up from Cana and geraniums and some, what are the other one?
We have geranium growing down there.
Well, there's a number of different plants, but they're now starting to come out with new shoots.
Yes, because the weather has been so warm that even the temperature in your basement is warmer than normal. Have you been watering them?
No, I have not. And matter of fact, there's two fig trees down there, too. And they're come out with buds.
And the figs are beginning to bud out?
They have buds on them, yeah.
Okay. You've got to cool them off somehow. If you see that, I mean, hopefully the weather will stay cooler now, but if you see that the weather gets warm, you're going to have to open up the bulkhead door to let some coal into the cellar to cool it off a little bit. Whatever you do, don't water like you have done in the past.
Okay.
And if it's only a few tips here and there, prune them off.
Okay.
Because if you've got a plant, let's say a geranium, and you've, you know, normally you put it in there, you let it dry out, it goes dormant. If a shoot comes up and it starts to grow, it's going to be yellow because it's not getting enough light, and it may encourage additional new growth. So what I would do is I would cut and remove any of the new growth on those plants right now.
Okay.
Okay. And
can I do the same thing with the fig?
With the fig,
I'm really concerned about those.
Yeah. How about your? Do you have a garage?
Yes.
Okay. Is it pretty much sheltered or is it wide open?
No, it's sheltered. It just has one window, one door, and then the garage doors. It's pretty cold in the garage.
Yeah. I have three fig trees in my garage in Maine. Okay. And okay. There's no heat. I have a door. And I have three garage doors to let some light in, but I put it in the very back of the garage where it's out of the way, and it just stays there. I do give it a little bit of water every now and then when I feel that it's really, really dry, but because it's cold, it stays dormant. So what you may want to do with the figs is to move them from your basement to your garage.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it will take a cold. The cannas will not take a cold. So just make sure that that you don't water them. And, you know, maybe you could put them in the garage if we have temperatures like 30 or 40 degrees for a few days to kind of slow it down and then put it back in your basement.
Okay. And the, what about the Christmas?
Christmas cactus.
The Christmas cactus. What's the question, Sandra?
Tell me, they've bloomed again.
Okay.
So do we still feed them?
Do we still feed the Christmas cactus? This is their second bloom?
Yes. Yeah, Christmas cactus, you should feed every 2 weeks. And then when they finish blooming, then what you want to do is to put them in your basement for the nighttime and bring them in for breakfast, back in the cellar at supper, and they'll do very, very well for you, and they'll bloom a third time.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.